I just had a full-blown mental meltdown in the middle of my class. I'm seeing symbols.
We've kept much from you, Sam.
This isn't my war.
I fear it soon will be.
What you're about to see is top secret. Do not tell my mother.
Any of these look like the symbols you saw?
Where did you get these?
Archaeologists found these unexplained markings in ancient ruins all over the world.
They gotta mean something, like a message or like a map.
Okay, here's the deal. Like its predecessor, four words sum up the reason you'll want to see Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. Robots blowing things up. Aside from the explosive, ear-splitting, and quite excellent action sequences, the film is an absolute train wreck. Vapid characters and an unnecessary convoluted plot do nothing to make the slower moments of this film work. Even the non-stop eye candy, which makes the movie look like a 2.5-hour beer commercial, is interesting for no longer than 30 seconds. But fanboys and action hounds will love the film for the explosions and sheer testosterone bath that makes this Transformers sequel a fun ride nonetheless. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.